Hi,
Hello.
thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi, Brandon. My name is Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I have a claimant on the line. I transferred her earlier today, but she has some additional questions for you. Her name is Adrienne Jacquet.
Adrienne Jacquet. Okay, got it. Thank you. Hello? Adrienne?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hi,
Yes, sir.
Adrienne.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing just fine. I'm just a little busy today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you had some questions for me, you said?
Yes, sir. I was trying to continue with my claim. I was speaking with someone earlier, and I had so much going on. I kind of like messed up. They was asking me a question, and I missed answered
Oh.
it.
I see. Okay. Well, I'll start from the top then. My name is Brandon once again. I believe I did speak to you. I'm an intake specialist for the Hair Relaxer lawsuit. Now the line is recorded. You would like to see if you can get this claim through. And I believe we did get through up to a certain question. I'll go over that again, but I'm going to start from the top. You haven't spoken to any attorneys, nor have you signed any documents regarding any other law firms for this matter, correct?
Yes, sir. I
Okay.
haven't spoken to anyone.
And you did use the hair straightening chemicals in the last 20 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what were you diagnosed with after using hair relaxers?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay. Got it. And this would be you filing the claim. And so your diagnosis when it came to the cancer, what was that?
My diagnosis was chemo and partial hysterectomy, pain medication.
Got it. And when were you diagnosed with the cancer?
It, baby. Stop it. December 24, 2020. Stop.
December
December
24th?
14, 2023. Yes, sir.
Oh, 2023. Okay. Got it.
Come on, Richard.
Okay.
Stop,
Got that down there. And by the way, if you need to go for any reason when it comes to just your children, whoever are around you, you can just let me know.
yes, sir.
Okay. Now you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and I'm very sorry to hear that. And you did use hair
Yes,
relaxer for how many years do you think you used it?
I use it for about 6 years.
About 6 years
Stop
straight.
it. Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name when you were diagnosed?
Danny Bowman.
Dr. Danny.
Yes, sir.
And the last name was what?
Bowman.
Bowman.
BOWAMAN. Yes, sir.
Bowman, got it. Okay. And what was the hospital name?
Stop, Pop. Stop. The hospital that I had my
Your diagnosis.
it was Houston Methodist Hospital.
Houston Hospital.
Methodist Hospital,
Got
correct.
it. Methodist Hospital. Got it. Okay, give me one second here. I'm just gonna look up the hospital. Is that on Fannin Street?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, I have the
Stop,
right one down
baby.
here. Now I do have the hospital's phone number. Do you have your doctor's phone number? It's okay if you don't.
No, not at the moment.
That's
Stop,
okay.
baby.
Okay. Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I
Yes.
use it 3 to 4 times.
3 to 4 times. Okay, got it. Got it. And how many times a
Mama.
year would you use the hair relaxer prior to being diagnosed?
Like six.
About 6 times a year. Okay, 6 times a year. And are you a
No,
resident
Mama.
as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, got it. And what is your date of birth?
February 15, 1991.
1991, February 15th. Okay, got it. And this is a random question, but have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome in the past?
No,
Okay, thank you. Now, when it comes to the hair relaxer product you use specifically, what was it?
It was Dark and Lovely.
It was Dark and Lovely, I see.
Oh.
By L'Oreal, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Stop, mama.
Got it. And did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that used the Dark and Lovely brand and also was injured?
Yes, I did.
Did. Okay. Who were they to you?
I had a sister and a friend and a homegirl.
Okay. So it's family and friend. Okay. Got it. And when you first used any type of hair relaxer, what state did you use it in?
Was in Texas.
It was in Texas. Were
Wow.
you born and raised in Texas?
Yes, sir, I was.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. Got it. And if you had to put a year on it, when do you think is the first time you ever used a hair relaxer?
I started using it in February of 2017.
2017. Okay. Got it. And do you remember what year was the last time you've ever used it?
Last year in December.
Last year in December. Okay, so
Yes.
2023, towards the end of the year.
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. So I have 2017 to 2023.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Stop, Papa. You're making too much noise.
Give me one second here. Okay. Now, would you use the products monthly? So every 2 months?
Yes.
You'd use it monthly. Okay, got it. And would you do it yourself or would you go to a salon?
I do it myself.
Yourself. Okay, got it. And it's okay if you don't have any, but do you have receipts or empty bottles of any of the hair relaxers you've used?
Yes, I do.
Okay, got it. Okay, so it seems like you used hair relaxers for about 6 years straight here. That sounds correct, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Now, this next question, I'm going to say it slowly. It's a bit confusing at first, but did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for the first year?
No.
What that means, I know it's confusing, but that means the question is basically when you first started using the product, the diagnosis happened about 3 years afterwards.
Sorry, I'm making a bottle. Yes, I'm
Okay.
listening. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Come on, baby.
Okay. Now, you were diagnosed December 24th, 2023. How soon after that did you get treated?
A couple of weeks after that.
Okay, so the beginning of 2024. Okay, so it was in January. And what type of treatment did you receive?
I received chemotherapy, partial hysterectomy pain medication.
Pain medication as well afterwards. That's a lot to have to go through. How many cycles of chemo did you get?
20.
20 cycles? Wow, that's a long time. Okay, I have that down here. And the treating doctor, or I'd assume that you had a team for the chemo, right?
Right.
Okay. Was it the same doctor that diagnosed you, that treated you, or was it a different one?
Was the same doctor.
It was the same one. Okay. Give me one second here. I'm gonna take his information down.
Oh, baby.
Okay, I have that down. Now, for HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And what's your current marital status?
I'm single.
Single at the moment. Okay, got it. And your first name, can you spell it out for me?
A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E.
A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E.
Okay, got it. And do you have, let me see, a suffix for your name?
No,
okay.
I don't.
And your last name is Acrey?
Acrey, A-C-R-E-Y.
A-C-R-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got that right. And what is your social?
633-280959. 0959? Yes, sir.
Okay, I have that down. Now, for your primary contact information, I have your email, which is niki23@gmail.com, spelled N-E-E-K-I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your primary phone number, can you repeat that to me?
832-412-6566.
Okay, that's perfect. And is this your mobile phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, got it. And would you prefer to have calls, texts, or emails be sent to you?
Both.
Okay, both. Got it. And what's the best time of day for you?
Like evening time.
Okay, evening. Got it. All right. And what's your current address?
7601 Curry Road, apartment 144, Houston, Texas, 77093.
Texas, Houston, Texas. And what was the name of the road again? Sorry.
Curry, C-U-R-R-Y.
C-U-R-R-Y. I see. Okay. And the zip code is 77093?
Right.
In Harris County.
Right.
Okay, got it. Now, do you have a copy of your own medical records?
No, I don't. It's in the hospital.
They're with the doctors. But if you requested one, you or your primary doctor, they'd be able to give it to you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And if you did have these, would you give them to us through an email or would you mail them? Essentially, either way works. Okay. Now, my last question is to see if you want to put down an emergency contact. It's not required, but if we are ever unable to actually call you, then we can call this person.
Yes.
Okay. Do they live with you or are they separate?
They live with me.
They live with you. Okay. First name?
Roger.
Okay. And last name?
Carby, C-A-R-B-E.
Got it. And his phone number?
713.
8467. 8467. Okay, got it. And who is this person to you?
My spouse.
Spouse. Okay. Got it. Okay, now that is all the questions I actually had for you. So I'm going to go ahead and send you the documents for the retainers when it comes to the attorney. This will go straight to your text or your email, so whichever one works best for you, you should have it in both, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so once you receive those, go ahead and put me on speakerphone and open them up. Go ahead and open them up, and you should see the documents, and there will be yellow boxes around the documents. That's where you'll put your signature as well as your initials, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me know when you have it up and if you have any problems.
I have it up.
And for the signature, it does have to be clear, but it doesn't have to be perfect.
Okay.
And I also just want to make sure one more time, your last name is spelled A-C-R-E-Y, right?
A-C as in cat, R-E-Y.
R-E-Y. Okay, I got that correct. You are. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make sure I find every last one of them that I was supposed to find.
No problem.
You see me? All right, baby.
Yeah, I actually just got those through on my end, so it looks like you're all set from there. I'll go ahead and send you a text on my end with the law firm's information, and you should expect a call from them, most likely Monday, since we're at the end of the day and it's Friday. But yeah, expect that phone call from the attorney, and once you go through that, they're going to verify all the information we went over, and your claim is officially submitted at that point. So just make sure to answer that call when it comes up.
Okay.
But other than that, you're all set, and hopefully I can make the process a bit easy for you. It sounds like you're multitasking a little bit. I hope you're having a good rest of your week here.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.